This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hello, beautiful Princess Sonia, it's me, Mario. Woohoo! You're number one.
Wahoo!
Hello to all of my friends is on a sci-fi and scream on Joy 94.9, number one.
Wahoo!
And finally, this is the last segment for the new Game Plus special long play podcast with Sci-Fi and Squeam. Only on Joy in 94.9. Enjoy.
Games are an extreme thing. So it's about these extreme situations generally. It's about, you know, extreme actions, and it's about extreme character depictions. So they're usually the really hardcore macho men, the really powerless females, or conversely, the really strong females. So I think it's the same in our popular media as well. I mean, look at that gap. You know, these actresses now are hitting their 40s, can't get work because there is nothing nothing in TV or films for women in their 40s and 50s. So it's just, that's the way video games is interpreting it. It's just the women are hypersexualized. But I have seen a change. I mean, obviously, Tomb Raider, as Jason brought up, was a recent game with a female protagonist who wasn't over-sexualized, who had an interesting backstory.
And she was strong without... So many people resort to the old tragic event, you know, like traumatic event, be it rape or be it something like that, to say, yeah, now you've got character development. And there was real worries when Tomb Raider came out, because the developer said that really stupid line. You play the game and it's completely different. Like, she really does grow on you. You see her and she's cowering and she's this young 20-year-old, like, human being. Like, she's just this real vulnerable person shaking in the cold, real first like outdoor experience by herself in the middle of nowhere with all these crazy people trying to kill her. But then you watch her grow into this kind of, you know, she has to get it done. She's got this will to save her friends and to do all this kind of stuff, and she just becomes strong from it. It's like, it's great, it's good to see. You know, she joins the few other ones, the Jades and the Alex Freeman, but even Alex, what's her name? The Half-Life 2. Anyway, I keep forgetting her name. Alex Gordon, maybe. I don't know. Someone on the internet will correct me.
Yeah.
These really strong characters. But as you say, and that was my thing with Injustice, was like, I looked at it and I'm like, Wonder Woman's this real kind of clingy, and, you know, we'll just get out of here, Bruce, we can escape. And it's like,
that's not what she would have been doing. No. Like, Wonder Woman's meant to kind of stand up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's
and
like Catwoman.
Bondage.
Catwoman. My bad.
Catwoman. Okay.
Yeah. But like,
I'm thinking bondage when I think Wonder Woman, because that's the original. Yeah.
Well, by the end of it, she's actually pretty good. Like, she's like, you know, one of the scenes later on really depicts her as, no, this is nonsense, I'm taking a stand. At first she was a little bit more accepting, but yeah, it normally shrugs it off, and it wasn't. You could tell there was no malice. It was just an unfortunate depiction. You know, it wasn't like they were really trying to push home the point of you girls don't know anything.
Well, maybe it's the testing. They just fell down on the testing before they launched it, before they rolled it out. Yeah. I mean,
it's one of those things that's going to take time. Like 20 years ago, the people, the girls, there was no women working in gaming generally. You know, and the few who are, I mean, Siobhan, who runs, I think it's Siobhan, if she's listening, I apologise, who runs Media Molecule, Annie Hedwig, who works in Sony, all these who were into it early are now in these top roles. And they had the big Sony conference about 2 months ago, and there's this whole thing of there were no women on stage presenting. It's like, no, but like, if they weren't there to be in those roles, like in 20 years time, now that we have this great industry of devs of like women coming into the industry, in 10 years time we're going to have those people in those positions because they'll have earned it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be figureheads, they're not going to be thrown out as a look, we have women who work here too, don't have a go at it. I think that's where it's headed. I think it will all grow in time, but it's going to take time. Yeah, and we'll get there.
Oh, I feel bad. I'm going to really edit all that out.
But no, you're right.
She won a BAFTA award for a game, basically. Yep. Video game, music video game.
Yeah, and that's really cool. Oh, SingStar. Yeah.
SingStar.
Yeah.
Sing along.
Yeah, I know. But,
it kind of is.
What was it? Siobhan won the Qantas ambassador, Australian ambassador in Europe. So she was the UK ambassador for Australia.
Because of her business.
Never heard of her. But yeah. I mean, why don't we hear of these people?
Well, that's the thing. See, and that's what I like. These are the stories I like to see, because here's a woman, you know, who's become successful because she's not because she's a woman, but because she loves her craft and she works at it quietly. She doesn't get out there and go, well, I'm a woman, I deserve this role, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, I worked my way here.
But she's going to inspire other people.
Absolutely. And that's I like to see inspiring, not women who get on the internet and demand, you know, justice and demand that they be treated differently and demand they get treated better. It's like, well, that doesn't further anybody's cause, you know. I don't believe anybody, you know, no woman deserves a role more than a man deserves a role. It's who is the better person for that role.
And I think
who's more suited, who has the better qualifications. Not the fact of, oh, hang on, you have two things hanging off your chest rather than between your legs, you get the role. I don't think that should really be the main factor in a role.
We do still have that kind of entrenched, you know, men get paid more for the same job, yada, yada, yada. And I think that's slowly starting to bridge as well. I mean, with the changes in that, it's going to get there. I'm not worried about it going to get. I think the portrayal of sex in the medium is starting to get a lot smarter. A lot of the things we're doing is starting to get a lot smarter. There's still some regrettable incidents. It's like any movie. You'll go to some movie, you'll be like, that was really smart. And even mainstream stuff has its like hits and misses, where it's like, oh, that was a really good depiction of X, Y, or Z.
Yep.
And then other ones you're like, you really thought that was a good idea going into this? Like, you really thought filming that was going to go well for you? You know, I think we'll get there. I think it's still a young medium. It's still got 70 years on movies. You know what I mean? So we've still got time to grow into our skin.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. I think certainly
it's got
those chances there, and certainly the people involved in it now, and all those people coming up.
Well, the reason I think the hardest thing with video games, I guess, to reconcile is the fact, because it's so closely tied to technology, and technology is so quickly evolving, the medium is having to evolve with it, and with that, of course, you know, all these issues around sexism and other things get thrown into it. It's like, well, this medium's not being given time to develop properly. It's having to rush.
There's a lot of hopes on it. I think that's the thing. People really pin a lot. I mean, I do. I want technology to do everything for me. Seriously, I do. I want something that's going to, you know, remind me when I have to, you know, do an interview or something, or blah blah blah.
I have one of those. It's called Kirsty.
To remind me when I have to pay a bill. I want that all. Yes, and she's a woman. What's going on here? But you want those things, and we do have this desire for technology to be able to be the best thing
that humans
have ever created. I really think the best thing that we can do is going to be technological, and it is. I mean, look, the Mars mission last year was a great example of when you get a whole lot of tech nerds together, and a lot of those were gamers as well with that background, and look what they came up with. And it was cheaper than Mikey. So, you know what?
Not hard, really.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't hard. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, hey, that was amazing. You got all those people together, and there were women there as well in key roles she never would have seen 40, 50 years ago at NASA. And, I mean, I think that's what I'm passionate about, to know that one day a part of me could be going to Mars.
Well, it's
aliens.
Yeah.
But it's a possibility, and it's always about that potential there. So it feels like everybody wants to make that potential the best, and that includes the diversity, inclusiveness, and all those lovely PC words. But let's make it represent us all. I think that's the key.
That's right. I see that you got off the soapbox very well.
I got
well,
a bit very, excited very for a moment.
No, it's good. But I think that's the flip side of it as well. As people say, oh, the young kids know how to use technology. No, they know how to use Facebook. And even they know the very basics of Facebook. I mean, ask them to reverse engineer it, and they'd be like, what's a reverse engineer?
Yeah. You know? Ask them what they're going
to
do with it.
Yeah. And that to me is where you've still got those people who really want to push the boundaries of what happens, you know, like they really want to push the boundaries of but if we set up the computers to do this, like, to give credit to PlayStation, they used to have folding at home, which was you would log your PlayStation onto them, like connect it to the net, and they would use your PlayStation CPU, and they were working on either something to do with the space program or like doing the computations for cancer. Like, so it was like kind of like SETI.
But oh, I wouldn't want to lose.
Well, yeah.
Be
yeah.
like, oh no, somebody's died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cause of, I don't
yeah,
want
cause
that.
Because I didn't leave my power on. But yeah, like stuff like that. And I think that's the kind of stuff that nobody hears about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of treated as a joke and nobody hears. But that was 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, that
look
wasn't
where we
new.
Could go with that.
Yeah, and I think that's the worry is there's a little bit too much sensationalism in general in the world. And that's the problem, is we're getting lost in that as opposed to getting to the core messages of what is happening that's starting, that is going to affect what happens in future. You know, like, an isolated incident is an isolated incident. Someone's an idiot or someone's not an idiot, whatever. But is it part of a growing trend? Yes. What do we do to fix it? Well, this is the way to go. It's you can't look at every isolated incident and say, well, you know, like, just because, you know, you've got these bogans yelling on trains, you know, I'm from Dandenong and I get on trains, doesn't mean I'm going to yell at you. Do you know what I mean? You can't lump it all in with the same thing. And it's vice versa as well. So,
Yeah, you can't make those sort of judgments. And I mean, even for virtual reality, that was such the big thing in the 90s. Oh, we're all going to be living in, you know, new lives and those, what are they called? Like, not afterlife, you know.
Like pods and stuff. Well, look,
but that's been used in medicine now. Some of those ideas and concepts are now used in medicine to detect and go inside a person's body without actually having to perform a surgery. So that is pretty cool, I think.
And that's exactly the kind of stuff that I think we as a species are capable of, but we seem to forget very quickly because it's easy just to rag on something on Facebook.
I just can't wait till we get rid of the human body altogether
and
just buy robotic parts.
I never asked for this.
But
when it breaks down.
One of my favorite Simpsons lines is still, they were talking about they let him out of the military academy, and it's like, as we all know, the wars of the future will be fought by robots, and it'll be your job to build and maintain those robots. And it's like, that's probably a little bit more accurate than it needed to be. Like,
and with people like Homer in charge, that would be more of the reality.
Yeah, that's very true.
Possibly.
That's very true.
Upgrade now.
Yeah.
So, okay, look, gosh, we've just, we've really gone talking off and off.
Sorry, I do that.
No, that's probably me. I should be controlling it, apparently. But with New Game Plus, what's some of the things that are happening in the next few weeks? Are you going to have a party, firstly?
I'm trying to organise it and get that sorted. We'll do a small gathering. We're going to do a small gathering next week, but we want to do a bigger industry.
Internet gathering?
Well, that too. We'll live stream
you
it.
You do that every night anyway. Oh, okay.
But now you've got an excuse.
That's true. We're trying to do an event in Melbourne. We're trying to do a bit of a bigger thing for it, because I really want to celebrate the fact that we've worked so hard for it. It's something that we should all be proud of. But as far as content and stuff goes, we're toying with a few new things. Like, we've got some new streams. We've got some new content avenues coming through. And I want them to try it now while we're not under the pump of all the other stuff. So we can say, is this going to work? Is this something we can continue on? So we've had a strategy stream where the guys played Dota. They were talking while they were playing some online games. We've got some fighting game stuff coming up. We've got some discussion panels coming up. You know, there's plenty of new things coming up for us. And to us, the first week was the break. This one for me is making the money to pay the rent, and then the next two are pretty much getting set up to start up again. It's going to be very busy times. So.
And you, Kirsty, you've got it all planned out for the next month?
No. I still probably live pretty week by week, even though I am your secretary and tend to organise things a little bit better.
Well, yeah, it's if anything, like, I guess I don't want to say I'm the brain because I'm not, but I'm the will, and she's the implementation. She's the doer. The best vice principal I could ever ask for. So she'll pick on the kids for not wearing
the wife.
Uniform. Yeah, she'll pick on the kids for not being the right uniform.
It is a relationship in that respect, isn't it? It's
mummy and daddy.
Mummy and daddy. But it's that, you know, dynamics between the two of you. Yeah. It obviously has worked.
Well, and Liam as well. Like, Liam's great. He'll come to us with ideas that he has or things he wants to do, and he'll just say, this is what I want to do. I'm using these resources. I'm taking it on Tuesday. Okay, no problem. Don't care. Go for it. You know what I mean? And some of the other guys have been good like that, but they know that the last thing you want is daddy's fury, because if daddy has to pull out the belt, you better run. Like, it's as simple as that.
And of course, you don't condone any violence.
No, of course not. It's one of those things where, like, I'm happy for the guys to really push the boundaries of what they want to do. As long as they own it and make it theirs and really do it. But there's nothing worse than getting this email from someone saying, blah, 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 what happened here? And then I'm like, what happened? And they just scarf up. They're just
And then they come running to mum.
Can you tell
daddy for me?
Yeah.
He's like, no.
How do I make up to daddy?
And it does sound a little bit macabre like that, but it is sometimes.
It's like Adam's family.
It is. And look, it's great. Yeah, and our guys know, like, they know that I'm more than happy for them to really, if they really want to try something new and they really think that it's a goal, like, go for it.
They just think it through. Think it through.
It's also about responsibility as well. Yeah. Like, you know, Jason took on a lot of the responsibility of getting things off the ground because we were just coming into birth and Jason was the guy who knew how to get this done. Yeah. But now it's been going for 50 episodes. It's like now
you
can stand, you can fly out of the nest. You don't need
But will you want to? I mean...
But that's where
seriously?
We push them out of
would
the
you
nest.
Be, no, I'm talking about pushing Daddy out of the nest. And yourself, Kirsty. Letting go, okay? Will you be able to let go if you have to?
The thing is, we have to. That's the thing. We've hit this point now where we've been doing it, and you know, we have been taking on, Jason in particular has been taking on a lot of the extra responsibilities with it. And if we want to see our show flourish, if we want to see it become to its full potential, become as great as it can be. Not everything can come from us. Our team members who are perfectly capable people, who are entertaining and interesting people, should be able to stand up on their own and do it themselves. And we believe they can. They just need that nudge to go, come on,
do you get
be
nervous?
The best you can be.
Do you ever get
be.
Nervous when...
Sometimes when people are dealing with someone and I'm like, oh, I've really had no... I don't know how to read that guy. Oh, that's when I have a bit of worry. Yeah. But I also know that the guys wouldn't get me into any trouble that I can't get out of. And that, I mean, I trust them implicitly. And if I didn't find them interesting enough, I wouldn't put them on. It's as simple as that. And so for me, there's that inherent trust. It's just a case of, you know, them wanting to do what they want to do with it. I'm more than happy for, you know, I'm happy to provide them the avenues for them to do it. Most people have been embracing that, and particularly with this break, they're really looking at it from, oh, how can we do this and how can we do that? And that's what I wanted to do. And you know, I think I've always said, when I started, I said, if in 5 years you guys aren't kicking me out the door, I'm going to be so disappointed in all of you. Like, I want you guys to be so hungry that you see the old man is getting your way, and then I'll happily let you take it. But no, but like
a trap door.
Yeah. It's like some grand
Adam's
scene.
Family.
But like, you know, I think that, you know, if we do get to that point where, you know, everybody has different ideas from me and they're all really keen, that's what they're going to drive forward, and they're sure that it's going to work, and I'm the one thing in their way. If they don't remove me, I'll be very upset. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want them to be so hungry, so passionate about what they're doing, that they're willing to kind of, you know, commit regicide to do it. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
And you've heard it here.
Yeah.
And Kirsty, what about you? Do you think you could let go? I mean, do you have a think, look, I want to do something totally different, my own project?
Not really at the moment. I guess maybe, again, the problem with doing a show every week
don't have time
is
for
you just
project.
Don't have time to think outside the box. So this break has been fantastic to kind of go, hey, what would I like to achieve beyond maintaining all the calendars and press contacts and everything else? So I guess I would just like to see, I guess, more kind of cosplay as well, get back into cosplay. The one thing I've been neglecting over the past 50 weeks has been making many new costumes, so to also see that kind of included into New Game Plus as well,
which is actually a feature you guys should watch out for very soon as well.
So just to see, you know, stuff like that and more interviews with, you know, developers and stuff like that, just kind of connecting our audience with the people who are actually making their games, because a lot of the time gamers don't get to see that human face. They just look at, you know, this company, or they look at this name, and it means nothing to them. And just to see, well, there's a human who sat there and did this for you, it can be very enlightening to them, and also encourage them, if they want to become game designers, about how to do it.
Good one. Well, you guys are going to be totally busy for the next 50 weeks.
Oh, yes. It never
even
really
is.
You're
having a break. It's not really a break.
No, not really.
You're fooling yourself.
No, I think it's been good because I've actually been able to play a game for pleasure. Like,
You know, I love doing that for movies. Like, I don't have to review a movie. I just watch something for the heck of it.
Yeah.
And I get a bit I keep a notepad close, but then I go, put that away. Just enjoy it.
Just enjoy it, yeah. Not having to... it's just been fun revisiting old favourites and having social nights, and it's been weird.
Oh, hard question. What is a favourite game? What would you just pop
all
into
time?
Your head? No, well, that's too hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It tends
at the
to
moment,
be.
Maybe.
Well, the game I've been revisiting a lot is Theme Hospital on PC, which is a game from 1999 or 97.
Good times.
Which was a fantastic Sims game, and I'm actually quite keen to get back
it
to
it. It was when, when Peter could make games.
Yeah, good old Peter Molyneux. Yeah, so this was a brilliant Sims game. You have to run a hospital, and your
He was out here, wasn't he, last year?
I believe...
He was meant to be.
Oh, yeah. No, he didn't. That's
and then
right.
Then he resigned from his other job.
Oh,
so.
Damn that was just...
You know, he made another untruth.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah, I love the comical sicknesses. And I recognise all these sicknesses now. I'm like, you have invisibility. I know exactly what's wrong with you. But why I haven't discovered it yet in my hospital, so I can't treat you yet. And it gets me all worked up. And I hate my doctors and I fire them all the time. And it's like, become a surgeon or get out. And then, like, I want a pay rise. I'm like, get out. And then they get all sad face and angry and leave.
Right. And there's bodies everywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Won't be going to that hospital.
Yeah.
Virtually. And you, Jason, at the moment.
Again, I've just been playing. I played Bioshock through again to see, like, because
you liked it.
Well, it was not even that. I knew it was a very good game, but I don't think it was quite the revolutionary experience that people said it was. It was very good.
There was a lot of promotion out there.
I still think if you want to play a game, you want to like experience a universe like nothing else we've really created. I mean, we had Bioshock 1, but this is still a really good universe. There's just a couple of things it falls down on from a delivery point of view. But I'm a hardcore gamer. Do you know what I mean? So my opinion is
stick
is
with it.
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it, and I think the ending was. The ending was very, I guess, abstract, but it wasn't quite as crazy as people. It was very good. It was really well told, and I think she was one of the Elizabeth was one of the better characters as well. Another good female character, actually. But I mean, Injustice, I've been playing a heap of, really enjoying it. New Mortal Kombat came out, so I've been playing that. But mainly Smash Brothers, like going back to Smash Brothers Melee on the GameCube, which is probably one of our like favorites in the office as far
if we're
gonna settle a bet or just we're bored, rip out the game.
Those battles can get pretty epic as well. Like we've got a couple of very good players in our office, I suppose, so they get very interesting.
If you're talking first person shooters, like Kirsty's no good. We're not gonna put her on that. Fighting games, yeah, she'll have some fun with Mortal Kombat or whatever, but put her on a Smash Brothers. She doesn't even use all the buttons, and she still flogs us. And it's like not even.
Right. It gets like a bit tense.
We have to go A game. Like we'll play against each other. We'll all muck around. She'll start playing. She'll pick Princess Peach. It's like, god damn it! Now we have to.
Peach always Pikachu the other night.
She's playing as Pikachu. We all went kind of random, and she got Pikachu. I'm like, oh no. She gets Pikachu, Mario, or Peach. If you haven't brought your A game, you're out. You're pretty much dead. And she doesn't even use the B move. She doesn't even use the specials.
I don't even know how to dodge. You know what I was realizing? I don't know how to air dodge. How do you air dodge? I don't even dodge normally. I don't
right
even block.
You just go and
really?
Just dodge in the air.
See, I've never done that. I don't understand that.
You should
I'm
just keep
old.
With keep with what you're doing because you flog us anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but then he'll hop onto something like Injustice, or he'll hop onto basically any first person shooter, or even Dota, like a lot of computer games. And
did you see that Russian YouTube video about those guys who made a first person shooter video, but in real time?
Yeah, the film clip.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. You're a movie fan. Did you see Shoot 'Em Up with Clive Owen?
I love that
and Paul Giamatti.
Oh, no.
With the carrots.
Oh. That was it like Wanted? Because I liked Wanted.
I know
that's not a game.
Is that Wanted? Is that the one with Angelina Jolie?
Yeah. I liked that.
The game wasn't bad because that was one where they could bend bullets, isn't it? Or something like that. Yeah. Mm. I never saw the movie. I heard the movie was okay, but Shoot 'Em Up was. He Amazing. Has to take a baby back to her mother or something like that. And it's if you ever want to see video game the movie, like crazy
it's that
shooting,
or Crank.
Yeah, that or Crank.
And they came out about the
Crank
same time.
Crank is GTA the movie. Yeah. And that's, Shoot 'Em Up was so good. Like, Clive Owen I love. And Paul Giamatti is the bad guy. Really hamming it up. They were great. But now we're doing film review.
Yeah. Let's see the crossover there.
Yeah.
And how it's all... But it's all cross-fertilizing anyway.
The problem is generally video game movies are terrible.
Ooh, we won't go there.
Yeah, that's a whole other
Mila
podcast.
Mila Jovovich. Whoops. I almost fell asleep.
I'm Paul W.S. Anderson. How do I make a movie? Let's make my wife naked in it. Fantastic. Thanks, Paul. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be as bad as Total Recall.
I never saw it. I mean, why would you ruin it by watching it again?
I don't know.
Anyway,
guys, look, it's fantastic to do this. A very long podcast, but look, it's been a lot of fun. And also, congratulations on being 1 year old.
Yay!
Thank you. Yeah, well, we got there.
We need the cake with the one candle.
Yeah. I'm not making cake. I'm too
love
tired.
Making cake.
Yeah, then they're sorted. That's
but I've
your
got
job.
An electric
That's
oven now, and it's a bit. It
oh,
weirds
yeah, with
me
the bread
out.
Rolls.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've got the double
gas.
Oven. Gas is so
I
good.
I can't cope with electric.
Nah, electric weirds me out.
It's too electric.
I have two ovens now, so I can cook two cakes at the same time.
Well, there you go. You only need one.
There you go. That's your Princess Peach cosplay sorted.
Ooh, I see Princess Peach and Mario together like a wedding cake, but not really.
Yeah. Well, it's not the first time it's been done, and we've actually got one of my good friends actually I've dealt with in the past. makes the best like gaming cakes with like fondant and stuff like that. She made me a bubble bobble one. She made us one for level 3's 200th episode. It was really cool. Like, very, very good.
Come to business. Yeah.
Anyway,
write your resignation letter on the cake.
Let's wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up. Thanks again, Jason.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Kirsty from New Game Plus. And to all the New Game Plus people out there, all 18 or so of you, et cetera,
Yes, to our family. Yes, thank you to everyone. Also to our fans for all your support over the past year. And, you know, it's been absolutely fantastic. And we're looking forward to bringing you more cool stuff for many years to come.
Exactly it. Don't even need to say anything on top of that.
Except for the website.
NewGamePlus.tv, Facebook / New Game Plus TV, and at New Game Plus TV on Twitter.
Yay. You need more practice.
No.
Yes. All right, brilliant. Thank you for coming on Sci-Fi and Screen.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers. And that was the final of our special long play podcast with New Game Plus with Kirsty and Jason. We hope you enjoyed it and got a lot out of it, just as I did when I spoke to the guys back in April. It has taken a while for this to get online, but hey, it's here. We hope you enjoyed those three parts. It was awesome to chat with the guys about how they got to where they are today as one of the most genuine an important independent game television program that you will find. Thanks, guys, and all the best for 2013.
Geek. The only way to be on Sci-Fi and Screen. Join
94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.